My dear Islamic brothers, today's piece of advice is regarding the zikr of Allah. Try to spend your day and night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many benefits of being involved in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, there are signs of loss and destruction for those who do not do the zikr of Allah. And this just does not just occur with human beings, but even animals, when they are not involved in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get captured. And in regards to this, there is a very interesting story. Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was given a bird as a gift, and he put that bird in a cage and he kept that bird. After keeping for a while, Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi let the bird go free. People said, Hazur, why did you let the bird go free? Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi replied, he said, the bird played with me. Oh Junayd, sorrow you receive joy with your friends, but you keep me locked up in this cage and keep me away from my friends, greeting my friends. Hazrat Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi says that I felt sympathy for it and I let the bird go free. Whilst the bird was flying away, it said, birds or animals, as long as they are uttering the praise of Allah azza wa jalla, they are free. When they get careless, they get caught. Oh Junayd, I was careless of the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla just for a short time, and look at his punishment that I got locked up in this cage. Imagine what would happen to all the people that are mostly are negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Junayd, I promise sincerely before you that I shall never again be negligent of the remembrance of Allah. Saying this, that bird flew away. And he's mentioned that that bird would come to do the ziyarah, would come to see Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, and would peek the seed from the food mat of Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. When Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh passed away, that bird also fell into the ground shaking and went cold dead. After the death of Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, someone saw Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh in his dream and asked, how was Allah treating you? Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh replied, because I had mercy on that bird, Allah also had mercy upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, great pieces of advice can be taken from this little waqiyah. That birds, even animals, when they are away from the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla, they get caught. And if you just imagine and just think, today we as humans, the best of the creations of Allah azza wa jalla, as humans, we are away from His remembrance, who has given us so much bounties, who has blessed us with so many blessings, and yet we are away from His remembrance. Today, when someone goes into a difficulty, into a problem, he moves even away, more away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we want our difficulties, our problems to be removed, then we should come closer, more closer to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only we will save ourselves from the difficulties of this dunya, but also inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will save ourselves from the difficulty of the afterlife. Keep yourself busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to spend your days and your nights in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are at home, whether you are at work, spend your time in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, the more time which we spend in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more this will benefit us. The pious people, rahimahumullah, they would consider and value that time. They would consider each and every moment of their time valuable. When they would have to eat, they would feel sad that in this time we cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are busy in eating. So my dear Islam brothers, we have so much time with us. Try to spend your time in the remembrance of the Creator, the Almighty Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to remember Him as much as we can.